Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, a book.
That's right.
What is it about?
It's called The Truths We Told, An American Journey, and it is the story of Kamala Harris's journey. That is a very popular word, a very popular theme. It talks about her Indian-born mother, her Jamaican-born father, how they met in Berkeley, how her mother decided to get married rather than go back to a prearranged marriage, how she was raised here in this country, and her fights as Attorney General on the mortgage crisis to get the banks to pony up even more money, and her thoughts about various topics. So it's a combination of biop and also sort of policy manifesto statement going forward. But what it really is a ticket to the talk show circuit. Okay? You go around to media-friendly markets, you get your Good Morning America, she was just on, you get on the View, you do some tours, you get on the radio. It's your ticket to say hello.
And this is following a long line. This has been going on. Hey, look, Elizabeth Warren's got two of them. You know, she has, let's see, what are hers? She has a fighting chance, and this fight is our fight. So apparently with her, it's about the fighting.
It's about the fighting.
Barack Obama wrote one in 95, the one
right.
About his father.
Now, listen, this was Barack Obama actually was the one that took this to new heights. Mm-hmm. Because before his book came out, Dreams from My Father, he was virtually unknown. And he became a pop phenomenon on a personal story, not a political story. And as he rolled out, he became like this pop star, which launched him. And you have to do that. If you're Joe Biden, who, by the way, has a book out as well. Okay, I think it's holding open the door somewhere. If you're Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, you're already known by a good chunk of the voters, especially the Democratic voters. But if you're Kamala Harris, you might be known in California. And Elizabeth Warren or Beto O'Rourke or all these other people, you need a ticket to get some attention. And that's what this is about.
Is this on both sides of the aisle? Because I'm not hearing about any books about Republican candidates.
Oh, Mitt Romney wrote books. Everybody writes books. You're just not reading.
Well, that's an interesting part there as well, Susan, because remember, a few cycles ago on the presidential, it wasn't book tours or things like that. That's kind of a Democratic thing because that slides over onto onto that talk show circuit. They were making the announcement about being running for president or on Larry King. Remember when that was the rage?
Yeah.
Or late night comedy shows, right? That's how it took off. And the Democrats, they write books, and they write books about themselves and about their manifesto. But the guy sitting in the White House, he didn't write a book. He was on a reality show, a reality TV show.
You could argue the art of the deal was, in fact, his manifesto.
It was a manifesto. That's a good point. That's a very good point. But it wasn't a political one. But
right,
that
right,
is
right.
Right. Exactly.
Right, right.
But that was the art of the deal and the art of the presentation. Because what these candidates are trying to do with these things is create some kind of celebrity. Because when you're starting out, like I said, if you're a Joe Biden or a Bernie Sanders, people know you. But if you are a Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren, you need people, a core group of people, to love you, to really want to get out there and do something for you. So you use these as a way to get in there and say hello and say, hey, would you join me on my fight, my quest, my journey, my art of the deal, whatever it is we're going to do, and I'll see you on the road to the White House.
We'll all get there together.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.